The Devil's Advocates. Sausage making never looked so good.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Tuesday edition. It's going to go so smooth, and we got a big show tomorrow, including pollster Charles Franklin, Marquette University Law School polling and drops in the great state of Wisconsin. Charles is going to join us in the 4 o'clock happy hour, and Bill Press, he's a crowd favorite. He's the returning champ, and he returns tomorrow in the 3 o'clock hour. Bill Press is going to help us react to Joe Biden's State of the Union address. He gives it tonight. And Biden gives the State of the Union address at a time of international upheaval. I'm going to read a little bit here from CNN. Polling shows that Americans don't trust Biden when it comes to Russia's invasion of the Ukraine. Really, that's Joe Biden's fault? It is the latest manifestation of how American satisfaction with Biden and the direction of the country have turned. Oh yeah, they've turned sharply negative since the last time Biden addressed a joint session of Congress last April. Biden has one of the worst approval ratings going into his first inaugural address of any president in the polling era. And his decline seems to come from younger Americans and non-Democrats who once supported the Democratic president. Biden's current approval rating comes in around 41%. Ouch. His disapproval rating registers at 53 or 54, depending on how you average the polls. That's bad enough for minus 12 or 13%. You know, the old plus minus, minus 12 or 13. Guy's almost given up two touchdowns before he starts the game. When Biden spoke in front of the Congress last April, his net approval rating was on the other side of the ledger. He was plus 12. The change in Biden's approval ratings has occurred largely because voters lack trust in him on the coronavirus pandemic and the economy. Biden's net approval rating on the coronavirus stood at plus 30 10 months ago. Today, it's minus 3. Well, here's some good news. The mask mandates are done. Right here in the great city of Madison, Wisconsin, where I originate this little program from. Well, Dane County, at midnight last night, and the city by extension, the mask mandates are done. And my kids, for the first time, like 2 years, are doing in-person today. Optional masks. Now they both brought masks. And I suspect they'll wear masks for at least a portion of the day because they're pretty courteous kids. But the mandates are done. And you know, the whole trucker convoys, the freedom convoy, that embarrassing bunch of little wusses driving out there on the highway, is just not a lot of them. But what are they even complaining about anymore? There are no mask mandates. So maybe, you know, all the people, and we're all sick of coronavirus. We're all sick of the pandemic. Dems, Republicans, we're all sick of it. Just because we believe in science a little bit more than you do doesn't mean that we're not also sick of wearing masks and being, you know, safe and socially distant and all that kind of stuff. But here's the point. You can't hang this one on Joe Biden anymore, at least not at this point in the pandemic. That may change, always subject to change. But let's stop blaming Joe because you got to wear a mask. And above and beyond that, The people of this nation should be coming together around Joe Biden. He is offering real leadership in regards to Ukraine. And I think that will be, it has to be. How can it not be a dominating point of the State of the Union address tonight? And I'm wondering, you know how it is? It's a little show thing. Stand up, sit down. You know, either clap vigorously, or ironically, occasionally they get sarcastic. They'll stand up and cheer one item that the Democratic president might highlight. Like, there's one thing you get right, and it's this. But I wonder if they're going to come off, and I'm talking specifically about the Republicans at this point. I wonder if they're going to come off as just a little unpatriotic. If he mentions Putin in the chamber, are they going to cheer? Talking about the Republicans now. Do we have to worry about it? Does someone from the caucus have to tell them, don't cheer when they mention Putin? We're not sharing them publicly. That's sort of a private thing. Now, there were a couple of chastised members I've noticed. Paul Gosar and Marjorie Taylor Greene chastised only in name, you know, not really action. Kevin McCarthy. Apparently their crime was speaking at a white nationalist conference in conjunction with CPAC in Florida last week. Apparently that's sort of a non-starter, even for some Republicans. But what was the consequence? What was the worst that happened to them? Hell of a lot of nothing. Nothing happened to them. Now, Marco Rubio, I understand, you know, way too busy to get a COVID test and attend Joe Biden's State of the Union address. So he won't be there. I'm not sure that Marjorie Taylor Greene will be there, but, you know, do we want her there? Actually, I'm pretty sure she will, because she'll be tweeting and making a spectacle. And Joe Biden's going to bring some low approval ratings to the chambers tonight. And he's got to change the tide. I'd love to hear from the audience. We'll take some calls after our next fine guest. She is Wendy Strout. She is the Wisconsin State Director of the Human Rights Campaign. And the Republican response is coming from Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds. And we're going to talk about her agenda for just a little bit. Because if you don't like what Joe Biden's doing, I can tell you this. At least he doesn't hate gay kids and transgender people. At least he's not trying to walk back into a closet. They're not trying to, sort of weaponize parents at school board meetings. Critical race theory. That's their newest plan. These cultural wars on the sort of school board level, the granular level. That's the Republicans' new plan. And the newest rising star in the Republican Party is Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds. You know, she didn't get all tarred and feathered with Trump last time through, but she's supportive, stood with him at a rally in Des Moines. Hell, her, Grassley, he's the future of the Republican Party. They say she is, but they're married, at least politically. Come back, Wendy Strout, Human Rights Campaign's Wisconsin Director.
I did what I came to do.
What'd you do?
This is the defining challenge of our time.